behavior is usually based on which force is driving you and influence you to make your decisions. As I said, in our life there are many forces that drive our life. Some of these forces are positive and some of them are negative. Thus, some are under our control and some are not under our control. So, what are these forces and how can we deal with them? This is actually what we will discuss today. And I'll speak today about three main forces. Three main forces are the body, the soul, and the spirit. And based on which force is driving you, this actually will tell you what type of person you are. Our personality depends on which force is driving my life. St. Paul classified people into three types: carnal man or carnal person, natural person, and spiritual person. And the main difference between these three persons is the driving force. The carnal man is driven by his flesh and the desires of the flesh. The natural man, as St. Paul said in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, is driven by his mind. And the spiritual man is driven by his spirit. هنتكلم على the carnal person, the carnal man. As I told you, the carnal man is the man who is driven by his body or by his flesh or by the desires of his body and the desires of his flesh. أول سؤال هنسأله, طب هل the body is evil? Is the body evil? لو احنا نقول ان الكارما ان كارما بيرسون ده is lustful person because he is driven by the desires of the flesh. طب مش ربنا هو اللي خلق البطن؟ Definitely the body is not evil. ولكن the abuse of the body is evil. علشان كده يعني let me give it يعني اقول لكم بطريقه ثانيه. If you are riding a horse, as long as you are in control and you are the one who is leading the horse, actually you can achieve many things. But if you lost control over the horse, actually your life will be in danger. You are driving your car. If you are in control of the car, actually you will get safe into your destination. But if you lost control over the car, you are risking your life. In the same way, God, when He created us, He created us that the body should be under the control of the mind and the spirit. The body should be under the control of the mind and under the control of the spirit. In this situation, the body will be a blessing. But if you allow the body to be in control, if you lost control over your body, like losing control over the horse or losing control over the car, and the body became in So the body is not an evil. But if you give the body the leadership, this will be evil. The body is not evil. But if you give the body the leadership, then this is evil. The carnal person is the one who follows the desires of the flesh. Let me read with you in Romans chapter 8 what St. Paul said about the carnal person. Our Michael, those who live according to the flesh, they are led by their body. Set their minds on things of the flesh, they will be preoccupied and thinking all the time about the pleasures of the body, how to satisfy these pleasures and the lusts of the body. St. Paul, you will learn to set the mind on the flesh is death. How to satisfy? If you are busy and preoccupied, how to satisfy the lusts of the flesh? How to spoil your flesh? And you became carnal minded. This is death. This will lead to spiritual death. St. Paul became, for the mind is set on the flesh, is hostile to God. So not only you are risking your eternal life, but you will be enemy to God. You will be enemy to God in hostility with God. Why? Because it does not submit to God's law. Let God's law, your body should be under the control of your mind and under the control of your spirit. And under the spirit of God. That's God's law. But if you reverse this law, and then your spirit and your mind are under the control of your flesh, you don't submit to God's law. That's why you are in enmity with God. St. Paul, like, indeed he cannot. So actually, if you want to submit to God's law while you are a carnal man, you will not be able to. You cannot submit to God's law if you are a carnal man. Shekida, and those, there is a full becoming, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. If you are carnally minded, you cannot please God. Kul al-Adin in the Romans chapter 8. Let's examine ourselves right now and see whether we are carnal or not. How do you know whether you are a carnal man, a carnal person or not? Actually, St. Paul gave us a list. In Galatians chapter 5, from verse 19 to 21. If you are struggling with any sin in this list, then actually you are a carnal person. But let me tell you before I go on, all of us who are struggling, some part of us is carnal, some part is natural, some part is spiritual. But this will highlight to you the carnal part in you. St. Paul told us the works of the flesh are plain. These are the sins of the flesh. So if you have one of these sin in your life, then you are carnal man. Fornication, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, anger, selfishness, dissension, party spirit, divisive spirit. I mean, to divide you against each other. Envy, drunkenness, carousing, and the like. But then St. Paul will have a very important. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So, it is serious. If you are a carnal man, if your
driving force is your flesh and the lust of the flesh, if your flesh is not submitted to God, then you cannot please God. You are in enmity with God. You don't submit to the law of God, and you cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Here St. Paul said, I discipline my flesh and bring it into subjection, lest after I preach it other, I myself become disqualified. Which means, if I don't discipline my flesh, if I don't bring my flesh into subjection, I will be disqualified. Disqualified to inherit the kingdom of God. What about the natural man? Who is the natural man? The natural man is the man who uses his natural powers, like his intellect, his mind, his conscience. So that is the natural man. Actually, the carnal person is like the animals. The animals are controlled by their instincts and their flesh. The natural man is real human. So he's better than the carnal man. The carnal man may be involved with drugs or sexual immorality. Like the natural man, you're like, no. Drugs, they can destroy my life, can destroy my career. I'm not going to do drugs. The natural man may refrain from sexual immorality. He knows it is foolishness. So the natural man is better than the carnal man. But what is the problem with the natural man? St. Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, you are the natural man, receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. The final judge for the natural man is his mind. But our mind is limited, cannot understand things pertaining to God. Arshkin, a natural man, does not believe in the existence of God. Natural man cannot understand the mystery of the cross. Natural man cannot understand the Trinity. Natural man cannot understand the incarnation. Not only he cannot understand, he will make fun of these things. They are foolishness to him. You're like, can you believe in the God becomes a man? And he make fun of it. Can you believe in this bread will be the body of Christ? That's foolishness, that's craziness. Because his mind cannot accept this. Does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, they are foolishness. Foolishness in his mind is limited. Regardless how genius he is, how intelligent he is, but his mind is limited. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. In order to understand things pertaining to God, only you can discern them spiritually. You cannot discern them by your mind. Cannot know them. And Rushi Afu. Because they are spiritually discerned, St. Paul told him. Ashkenaz Ra'ul, they are, or he is, the natural man, unenlightened by the Holy Spirit. Nobody can say Jesus is God except by the Holy Spirit. So if I'm rejecting the Holy Spirit, and actually I'm relying on my mind to say that Jesus is God, I cannot. I'm lacking this enlightenment by the Holy Spirit. They are not endued with that faculty by which spiritual things are discerned. Ma'adhumsh, in Na'ali's grace, to discern things pertaining to God with their spirit. علشان كده
they consider spiritual wisdom as food. They consider all the spiritual wisdom as foolishness. Yes, they are not flesh-driven like the carnal person, but still they are living in spiritual darkness because they are not enlightened by the Holy Spirit. These people can become moral persons, but not spiritual persons. Moral is a word, they can refrain from drugs, can refrain from immorality, then their mind will tell them, this is wrong. لكن they cannot be spiritual persons. وده حين الناس كتير يسأل السؤال يقول لك أنا I have a friend who is not Christian and this friend is morally good, so do you think no he'll go to heaven? يقول لك أنا مكذبش ما بيشتمش ما بيعرفش مين مصاب أو إلى you can say all this list about it. Actually if these people can go to heaven, then why Christ died on the cross? And we need to believe in Christ and in His salvation and in His blood that is shed on the cross in order to be saved. We are not going to go to heaven with our morality. We are going to heaven by the blood of Jesus Christ. Because the natural man, because he rejects things pertaining to God, because his mind cannot comprehend them. That's why they can become moral persons, but not spiritual persons. They will fall in many philosophical heresies, and they separate themselves from the Church of God. كل بقى these modern philosophies like humanism, social structure, atheism, كل الحاجات دي actually are signs of the natural man. Saint John actually in his letter, I'm sure you know his letter is one chapter, so 19, it's not chapter 19, it's verse 19. So, in Jude 19, verse 19, they separate themselves sensually, having not the Spirit. Because they don't have the Spirit of God, that's why they separate themselves. نفسانيون لا روح لها نفسانيون هي نفسانيون from النفس كلمة نفسانيون هي الصور بس هي بترجمة في الإنجليزي sensual بس هي بالعربي نفسانيون لأن الجسداني ده الجسد اللي بتتحكم فيه الطبيعة النفس اللي بتتحكم فيه ذا الصور مش كيسمها نفسانيون sensual having not the spirit جورنال. And actually, eventually, their mind will be corrupted. As you can see, Paul in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17 and 18, 11, you must no longer live as the Gentiles do in the futility of their minds. In the futility of their minds. So, eventually, their mind can be corrupted, and this can lead them to be carnal people. Yeah, many of those who started as natural ended up also carnal. Carnal, yeah, allowing the desires of the flesh to lead them. To lead them. So they ended up as carnal. But as St. Paul described them, you know, like a they are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them due to hardness of heart. يعني المشكلة بتبتدي إن their heart is hardened. They rebel against God. They rebel against the Spirit of God. The hardness of their heart بيخليهم you live in ignorance. Because they rely on their minds. They are wise in their own understanding. And this ignorance will eliminate them from the life of God. And God is the light. That's why they live in darkness. So they are darkened in their understanding. Why? They are eliminated from God. Why? Because of the ignorance. Why? Because of the hardness of their heart. So the darkened understanding leads to evil deeds and sin towards God. شكد سان بول in Colossians chapter 1 verse 21 you know A. And you who once were strange and hostile in mind, you were enemy to God in your mind, doing evil deeds. شكد تلوك natural man can end as a carnal man and doing evil deeds. Doing evil deeds. But then, the hearts of their heart will lead to ignorance. This ignorance leads to alienation. Alienation leads to darkness. And this darkness هيخليهم عايشين in hostility with God. طبعا احنا spoke about the carnal man and about the natural man. So what about the spiritual man? Spiritual man, spiritual person is the one who is born of the Spirit of God. This should be capital S. The spiritual person is he who is born of the Spirit. Then Rabbana said to Nicodemus, he who is born of the flesh is flesh, and he who is born of Spirit is Spirit. And he is led by the Spirit of God. شوف مثلا Paul يوصفهم ازاي the spiritual people. يقول those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on things of the Spirit. A carnal man set his mind on what? Things of the flesh. But these people set their mind on things of the Spirit. But in the camera St. Paul يقول to set the mind of the Spirit is life and peace. But to set your mind on the flesh is what? Is death. St. Paul again. To set your mind on the flesh is death. But to set your mind on the Spirit is life and peace. If you have a lot of worries, maybe you are a carnal man. If you have a lot of anxieties, maybe you are a carnal man. But if you set your mind on the Spirit of God, that's life and peace. كمل سنقول إن روما شابتر 8 يقول If by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. يعني إيه the deeds of the body؟ مش بتكلمش على كل the deeds of the body. The deeds of the carnal man. عارفين لما قال the works of the flesh are clay and all this list, the sins of the flesh. So now, if by the Spirit of God you put to death the deeds, the evil deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. فكرين scripture بتاع carnal man, enmity with God, cannot please God, cannot inherit the kingdom of God, etc. سنقول لك اتكلمنا عن believer, قلنا now. We have received not the spirit of the world, but we received the spirit which is from God, that we might understand the gifts bestowed to us by God. Let these are spiritual discernment. Now he is comparing, understand, comparing between the spiritual person and the natural person. The natural person cannot understand the gifts, the gift of salvation, like the gift of the Holy Spirit, that the gift of the incarnation of the Son of God. The natural man cannot understand. Like in our man, because we receive the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, capital S, which is from God. Now we understand, because these gifts are spiritually deserved. Now we can understand the gifts bestowed on us by God. This is my flesh indeed, this is my blood indeed. We have no problem. The Spirit of God in us makes us understand this gift which is bestowed on us by God.
St. Paul, we all in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 from verse 16 to 17, Elena, do you not know that you are God's temple and God's Spirit dwells in you? That spiritual man, you have the Holy Spirit. If anyone, the carnal man, if anyone destroys God's temple as a carnal man, God will destroy him. For God's temple is holy, and that temple you are. You are the temple of God, as the Spirit of God abides in you. St. Paul, our carnal man cannot inherit the kingdom of God. But actually, if you are a spiritual man, St. Paul will say there is no condemnation. Therefore, now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. No condemnation. Because they walk not after the flesh, they are not carnal, but they are walking after the Spirit. So if I am walking after the Spirit, and a spiritual person, at the last day, there will be no condemnation. No condemnation. I will inherit the kingdom of God. But those who walk after the flesh, they will be condemned. Do you want to know if you are a spiritual man or a lamb? There is another list. As St. Paul gave us a list for the work of the flesh, here is the list of the Spirit. If you have this list, then you are a spiritual man. As the fruit of the Spirit is, if you are a spiritual man, you should carry this fruit. Joy, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And I mentioned this before, but I will ask you again. Do you think in the Bible, in a few hours, in the world, the fruit of the Spirit is, and he mentioned nine things. Do you think in the Bible concludes the fruits of the Spirit are? That three land, that one land. Explain it to me.
Yes, she took two land. So it's one fruit, like the diamond killer. One thing, but has nine aspects.
Yeah, it's one fruit. You cannot have one without the other. علشان كده St. Paul used singular. لأن قلنا plural, you know, I don't think I can do three out of nine, four out of nine. But actually, the fruit of the Spirit is one fruit. If you have it, you will have all these aspects. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And those who belong to Jesus Christ have crucified the flesh with its special desires. So, if you did not crucify the passion and the desires of the flesh, you are not spiritual. The spiritual person is the one who crucified the flesh with its special desires. لو انت فاتر في الصوم الكبير وما عندكش اي حجه او اي عذر او مرض شديد يخليك تفطر غالبا انت كارنال مان because you did not crucify the flesh. If you are breaking the fast and you are not fasting and you don't have a good excuse, and in my opinion no good excuse for not fasting except serious illness, other than this no excuse, then actually you did not crucify the flesh. And if you don't know, crucify the flesh with this passionate desire, you are not a spiritual person, you are a carnal person. St. Paul can be, if we live by the Spirit, let us walk by the Spirit. makes sense if you receive the Spirit, and the Spirit is the source of our life, then let us walk by the Spirit. It doesn't make sense in it after baptism you receive the Spirit and then you walk after the flesh. So, if we receive the Spirit of God, let us walk by the Spirit. Let us have no self-conceit, no provoking of one another, no envy of one another. If you have one of these three things, you are a cardinal person. And actually, he mentioned them in a different way. He paraphrased them when he mentioned the works of the flesh. Self-conceit, provoking one another, envy one another, are symptoms of a cardinal man, not spiritual. Here is what I examined myself and I found myself carnal, or I examined myself and I'm a natural person. So how to become a spiritual person? How to become a spiritual person? Actually, to become a spiritual person, you need actually the Holy Spirit to flow inside your heart. All of us will receive the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit can be quenched in us, grieved in us, or maybe you are resisting the Holy Spirit. I feel like the pipes get up, like a comfy blockage for the pipe. The water will not flow. So, there are things that are blocking the Holy Spirit from filling me. Mr. Paul, and be filled by the Spirit in time of the Lord. So if there is blockage, I will not be filled by the Spirit. What blocks the Holy Spirit from filling me? Marshall, to be spiritual man, you need to be filled by the Spirit. Actually, the blockage here is the sin. Sin locks all the channels of grace, of the grace of the Holy Spirit. Ash filled with the Spirit. So the first step to become a spiritual person is to be cleansed, to cleanse this blockage, so the Holy Spirit can flow inside your heart. And actually, to clean yourself from your sin, number one, you need to acknowledge and to be aware of its presence. If you are not aware of its presence in your life, how can you clean it? If you do not acknowledge its presence in your life, how to clean it? If you do not take responsibility of cleaning this sin, this blockage, how the Holy Spirit will fill it? Sin is like ice or blockage in our pipes. And repentance is the removal of this blockage. So that's the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, or the Holy Spirit may start to flow again into our life and give us life after death. After this sin. Sometimes it's very hard to acknowledge our sins or its presence in our life or repent. Why? Why for many of us it is difficult to say, yes, I admit or I take responsibility, or yes, I have this sin in my life. There are some reasons. Number one, our pride. And it's very difficult for us because of pride to acknowledge and to be aware of our sins, or to confess it, or to take responsibility of it. That's why we want to defend ourselves instead of saying, "عجبني أول السلمين لقول نحن بعدل كوزينا." He didn't try to justify. He said, "Yes, we, in all fairness, we were judged. We deserve this." How many of us, when we confess, we say we deserve it? Actually, we try to defend ourselves. Can we be cool about it better?
She became so angry. That they said to him, "You want to make an object of the community? Why you became so angry?" Like, and if he pride, go on. There is pride. Or maybe another reason, we are not willing to give the sin up, especially the lofty sins. There are many sins dear to us. We love these sins. These sins give us some satisfaction. So said sexual sins or relationships. يعني مثلا لو واحد in a wrong relationship or falling into a sexual sin, these sins are difficult to give them up. Because we are not willing to give them up. Several talent, maybe because we are spiritually blind, like the scribe and Pharisees in Joshua 9, no, if you were blind, you wouldn't have sinned. And if you acknowledge your blindness, you wouldn't have sinned. But because you say we see, your sin remains. Like the angel of Laodicea, he said, "I'm rich, I have need of nothing." Rabbeinu said, "You do not know you are blind, rich, miserable, poor." So this spiritual blindness, bichalina, we are unaware. I feel spiritual blindness like me, like David. David, after his sin, he committed adultery and he killed. And he was totally blind. So Nathan went to him and he told him a story about a rich man took a goat from a poor man. And kula'na ma'azim. شاب التهابت وقال ازاي يعمل كده لازم يتقتل ولازم على معزه وهو committed adultery and killed another person and was totally blind to his sin. And just for this story he said this rich man should be killed علشان one goat. That's how many times we are spiritually blind. Another reason, we do not want to be different than the world. We want to be conformed. بحس كده أنا لو همشي to be spiritual, هبقى different. كل واحد في الجامعة هو boyfriend ولا girlfriend. أنا هبقى شكل غريب. أنا don't look different. I want to fit in. I want to be conformed. Scared of being with God, like this may deprive us from fun. It's boring to be with God. It's fun to be with the world. We will go dancing, go drinking, go partying. We'll have all this fun. Take a case for the soul, come to the other quarter if we can. That's why we don't want to be spiritual. We will lose all this fun. Although actually, no peace for the sinners, as the Lord said. All this fun may give temporary happiness, but will never give eternal joy. ويرجع الواحد بعد كده يقعد مع نفسه يلاقي من جوه he is not happy. He is not happy. If you are struggling to admit your sin and to give it up, some motivators to help you are the Holy Bible, your spiritual father, and the lives of the saints. They will encourage you, they will motivate you to give up sin, to give up your pride. To be assured that with God you will have joy and peace. To be serious about removing this blockage, the sin, in order to be a spiritual person. The Bible, the spiritual father, the lives of the saints, will assure us of the peace and happiness that's awaiting us when we repent. When we see the life of St. Mary of Egypt, before and after
her sin, yeah, her repentance. When you see the life of Augustine before and after, the life of St. Moses the Black, the life of St. Baisa, the life of St. Paul before and after his conversion, we will see clearly how, you know, with God there is peace, happiness, and joy. The Bible, the spiritual father, the life of the saint, will open our blinded eyes to the bitterness of our sinful lives and the beauty of spirituality. Sometimes we are misled, we are deceived by Satan to believe that there is joy and happiness in being carnal. But actually, no. Kitab al-Muqaddas, Abd al-A'traf, Sir al-Tisin, it will show us and will open and lighten our blinded eyes to the bitterness of our sinful life and the beauty of spirituality. Also, they will be our support system in our struggle against sin. When we become weak and we need a lift, my spiritual father will help me. The prayer of the saints will support me. The truth of the word of God will set me free. You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Asha kida, we need actually to go and we sit with our spiritual father and confess our sins. And in confession, actually, we should be honest and broad as sin. Unclean thoughts need to be brought to God for cleansing. Gluttony or laziness need to be faced. Pride, jealousy, bitterness, backbiting, impatience, unkindness, or any uncontrolled temper in which can make my life miserable and also the life of others. All these things should be confessed and brought to the light of Christ, exposed to the spiritual father in order to be free, to set free, for the Spirit to set you free from all these sins. The word confession should be honest and broad as sin. About various sins in our life, but we must get down to the deepest of sin. The deepest of sin here. The deepest sin of all. Here, our failure to let Christ rule our life. Maybe you let your mind or you let your body, not Christ. This actually is the root. This is actually the deepest of all sins. حنقول our King Jesus Christ. لكن فعلا هل is the Lord Jesus Christ ruling your life forever? The most basic question any believer should ask is this: who is ruling my life? Is it flesh? Is it self? Is it mind? Or is it Christ? Who's the driving force here? Who drives your life? To whom you belong, whom you follow. If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself. Deny himself, don't let your flesh, your mind, yourself to drive you. Deny himself. Take up his cross daily and follow me. Then actually the deepest sin of all, our failure to let Christ rule our life. If our step, Lord, cleansing this blockage, Lord, repentance. But this step has to be joined with another step in order to be a spiritual person. It's not enough actually in it just to cleanse and to remove the blockage. Be spiritual. خلي بالك كده لو الماسوره دي now there is no blockage in it. Like it's not connected to water. So there is no water flow. Yes, there is no blockage, but there is no water flow. That's why you need to connect it. connect now with the water in here to yield ourselves to God and His will. To do everything according to the will of God. As St. Paul said in Romans chapter 6, verse 13, neither yield ye your members as instruments of righteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God. Yield, submit, surrender. Yield means surrender yourself to God. And those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instrument of righteousness unto God. So all your members, all your organs, your mind, your body, instrument of righteousness at the disposal of God. They will work according to God's will, not according to what pleases you or what you desire. فَيِلْد كلمة يِلْد to God معناها إيه؟ Put yourself in God's hand. Offer yourself to God. Present yourself to God. Place yourself at the disposal of God. That's the word yield means. To surrender completely to the will of God. As St. Paul told us in Romans 12, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present, yield your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. To submit every area in your life, every area, to the will of God. It includes every area. Nothing is excluded. So, when you remove the blockage, and then you surrender, you submit, yield every area in your life to God, that's how you will become a spiritual person. So, God actually is saying to each one of us tonight, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. God is standing at the door of your heart. He wants to enter to rule over your life and to set you free. So, what are you going to do? Are you going to be stubborn and let your flesh controls you, or your mind controls you, or are you going to open the door for God to come in and lead your life and set you free? Which force you will let drive your life?